be here today. We have one measure on our agenda, and I'd like to ask that, under the standard rules of this committee, we have no more than two main witnesses, 2 minutes each for support, two main witnesses, 2 minutes each for opposition, and anyone who wishes to then testify, we ask them to give us their name and affiliation. Seeing that we only have three people here, and one of them I recognize as the author and staff, if you would love to come forward, we would welcome you to the committee. This is file item 1, SR 72. Senator Leyva, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, members. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Senate Resolution 72 commemorates the 45th anniversary of Roe versus Wade by recognizing the critical importance of continued access to safe and legal abortion. In 1973, Roe v. Wade decision made access to abortion both safe and legal and has greatly improved the health of women and families. This landmark decision has been the cornerstone of women's efforts toward equality. The reproductive freedom that this case has provided is critical to a woman's ability to participate fully in society, political, and economics life in our state and nation. California has a pioneering history in supporting reproductive rights. 4 years prior to the United States Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, California Supreme Court's 1969 decision recognized that a woman's decision to end a pregnancy is protected by her constitutional right. People have differing views about abortion, but most people recognize that only a pregnant woman can determine when she wants to factor in a family into her life. Over 69% of Americans oppose efforts to overturn Roe v. Wade, which would create a public health crisis by once again making abortion illegal and unsafe. Here with me today in support is Andrea San Miguel from Planned Parenthood.
Thank you, Senator Leyva. Good afternoon.
This on?
Yep, yes. You're good.
Excellent. Hi. Good afternoon, Chair and members. My name is Andrea San Miguel. I'm the policy advocate for Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, representing the 800,000 patients that we serve. I just want to thank the committee for having SR 72 up this afternoon and providing this opportunity for comment. As stated, next Monday, January 22nd, is the 45th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. This historic ruling affirmed that every woman has the fundamental right to abortion, which is a medical procedure that nearly 1 in 4 women in the United States will avail themselves in their lifetime. Access to reproductive health care, including abortion, ensures that women have the right to decide if, when, and with whom to have children. This control over one's own body is critical for economic and social well-being. If you are supportive to women having access to basic health care, then we have to ensure women have the right to reproductive health care. It's especially important for California right now, as we are the home to 20 million American women, to recognize these fundamental rights, especially during a time when providers of reproductive and sexual health care like Planned Parenthood are under serious and unrelenting attack simply for providing this care. So we urge your aye vote on the resolution. Thank you.
Very much. Are there any other witnesses in support? There is no opposition that has been indicated. Is there any, however, that is here? All right, seeing none, questions from the dais? Senator Morlock. Senator Morlock.
I had the privilege of serving on the California Sesquicentennial Foundation, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the state of California, and we found that there were a few people that weren't really excited about commemorating the statehood of the state, and that was our Native Americans. And so I guess I appreciate you using the word commemorate as opposed to celebrate or something else. We had to tone down what we were doing at that experience. But I just doing a little research. Norma Leah McCory Nelson was the plaintiff, Jane Roe, and that was her pseudonym. But later in life, her views changed on abortion, and they changed substantially. She became pro-life, and so I think the whole story is kind of interesting that there are some of us that just have a different perspective. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. That's actually why we call it choice, for those who don't wish to exercise that right. We respect that decision for those who do. It certainly shouldn't be the government's job, and certainly not strangers who have no involvement in the lives of those individuals from being able to impose their particular point of view, which is why it is called the pro-choice movement, and appreciate their differences of opinion. I think one of the factors that if you are a member of the pro-choice community, I have never heard a pro-choice person insist that somebody have an abortion.
No.
That is the decision that should be left up to each woman so that we are able to exercise all our rights and be able to choose, as you say, and I appreciate that, with whom, when, and whether we wish to have a family. It's an important responsibility, and those of us who have children, I think, have taken on that with great joy and enthusiasm, and that's the way it should be. Senator Mani.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank the author and your supportive witness. Are you with Marmonte chapter today?
No, the State Affiliates of California.
State affiliate. I'm glad I get to vote on this today because I'm missing a Roe v. Wade luncheon in my district today that's hosted by the Marmonte chapter. But just to affirm the 45th anniversary of a decision finding the constitutionality under the Privacy Act of a woman's right to choose. So again, I want to thank the author for bringing this forward. I'd be glad to move this at the appropriate time, and if there's an opportunity, would be honored to be added as a co-author. I don't know if that opportunity will present, but if it does.
If it does, we will. Thank you, Senator Monning.
Thank you.
Any further comments? Seeing and hearing none, I believe Senator Monning has moved this measure. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, the motion is that the resolution be adopted and ordered to third reading. Please call the roll.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock? Morlock, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern? Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
4-2, that measure is out. Thank you, Senator Laver.
Thank you, Madam
Members,
Chair.
Members, we are adjourned. Members.